Shabbos Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalad, we're on the subject of carrying on Shabbos, and we said it has to be something that people consider important enough to keep, and a quantity that is significant enough for people to keep. If you transfer that much from one Rishus to another, you're going to be chayev the malacha of carrying. So Hamotzi Teven, says Mishnah Dalad, if somebody takes out straw from the stalks of grain, kimlo pi fara, as much as a cow's mouthful, then he's chayev. Straw is usually eaten by cows. The usual measurement that people would kind of have hanging around is as much as a cow would eat for a mouthful. You're chayev for carrying it. Even if you are carrying it out to your camel, for whom such a small amount of straw would not be enough. But since it's the general quantity of an item that people use, you're going to be chayev for carrying it. Eitzah, bean straw, kimlo fi gomel, is only chayev if he carries out enough that is a camel's mouthful, which is bigger than the cow's mouthful that we had before. Bean straw is not usually eaten by cows, so a cow's mouthful isn't the proper quantity. But it is usually eaten by camels, and so that quantity is in fact going to be the usual amount. If he does take it out to bring it for a cow, then a cow's mouthful would be enough, because a cow could eat it bedochek if he absolutely had to. Amir, straws of ears of grain, this is softer, which smaller animals can eat, kimlo fi tele, you're chayiv for bringing out even just enough for a lamb to eat. This kind of soft straw has a smaller quantity because even small animals eat it. Asavim grass, kimlo fi gedi, as much as the mouthful of a young goat, of a kid. A lamb's mouthful is even more than a kid's mouthful. The straw from the ears of grain is too hard for a young goat, but it's okay for a lamb, so you go down to a different quantity for this. Ale shum, the leaves of garlic, v'ale betzolim, or the leaves of onions. Lachim, if they're fresh, kigrogres. You are chayev if you carry enough that is the equivalent of a dried fig. These are leaves that come out of the bulb of an onion above the ground. You can use it to pull the onion out, and people could eat it. And so once we say we're talking about human food, then the smallest quantity for human food is the volume of a dried fig. That's what we use for all foodstuffs. If you carry out as much as an animal's mouthful in this kind of situation, you might actually not be chayev, because fresh garlic and onion are not eaten by a goat. They're only eaten by people. So if you've got people quantities as opposed to goat quantities, it might be different. Yevashim, on the other hand, dry garlic and onion, then kimlo fi gedi, then you are liable for carrying out the amount of a goat's mouthful, a kid's mouthful, because this is food that they would eat. They mitzarfim zemzeh. And these different types of grains and straw that we have mentioned so far do not combine with each other. So if he has half a cow's mouthful of grain straw and half a camel's mouthful of bean straw, we don't combine them into one iser of carrying. Because the shiurim, the measurements, are different. The bean straw measurement is a camel's mouthful. The grain straw measurement is a cow's mouthful. And so as a result, you don't combine them because there are different shiurim for them. Hamotzi acholim, if somebody carries any kind of food that people would eat, kigrogres chayev, as we said before, the equivalent of a dried fig, that makes you chayev. This is a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that the minimum for people food is a dried fig. Umitztarfim zemzeh, and any human food that you carried would combine with each other, mimnei sheshavu b'shiurein, because they all have the same shear. The minimum for being chayev is a dried fig, so they all combine. So if you're carrying meat and potatoes, then if you have a dried fig worth, then you're chayev for carrying. Chutz mikilipayem, but this would exclude in the case of food that you're carrying their shells, the garinehem, or their pits or seeds, the uktehen, or their stems, because these are not food, so they don't count towards the minimum when it comes to carrying food stuff. The suban, and also their coarse bran, the shell from the wheat kernel, which falls off when you pound the wheat, umursanan, or their fine bran, where when you sift the flour, you find little pieces that are left over in the sifter as well. In these situations, they're not considered any value. They are not counted towards the minimum. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chutz miklipei adashim. Rabbi Yehuda says, when we exclude things from the shear, we're excluding the shells of lentils. He says, unlike other shells, they do count towards the minimum of a dried fig to make you liable for carrying on Shabbos. Shemiz bashlo simohen, because the lentils are cooked with the shells still on them. And because the peels are eaten, they're considered part of the lentil, and they count towards the minimum, not the outer shell, which falls off at harvest time, but the inner shell that is left on the lentils or the beans, and so they do count. Paraches Mishnah Aleph, we are still talking about carrying foodstuffs out and what you're chayev for in minimum shiurim. Hamotzi Yayin, if somebody takes out wine from Rosh HaYachad Rosh HaRabim, or carries it dalet amos in Rosh HaRabim, kidei mezigas hakos, he's chayev if he brings enough to mix a cup used for example, Birkas HaMazon. The amount that the Mishnah means is 1/16 of a log, because a minimum size of a cup used for benching is a revius, and that's 1/4 of a log, but you had to dilute the wine with water because the wines are very strong, and so you had to make the whole mixture adding up, and so you mixed in wine to mix with water to make one cup full. They would use 3 parts water to 1 part wine, so when you have a revius, it's really a revius of wine, and another 3/4 of a revius of water. So once you got 1/16 of a log, that's enough wine for benching, and you're chayav for carrying that out. Chalav, if you're carrying out milk from a kosher animal that you can drink, kedei gemia, enough for a swallow. The amount of milk normally swallowed by people, and they don't start giving measurements for that. Tosfos says it's a mole lugmav, a cheekful, which is a little more than 1/4 log of benching. That would be considered what you would be chayav for, depending on the different rishonim of what they say. Devash, carrying out honey, kidei litain al hakosis, enough to apply to a wound or a sore. They used to put it as a salve on your skin when you had small sores, and so you would put honey on it. It could be on the back of a camel from the rubbing of the saddles that were on them, or cuts or sores on the back of somebody's hand or legs. Honey is usually used as a food, and food we usually say is only a grogros, a dried fig, but honey was also commonly used for this medicinal purpose, and so as a result we take kind of the medicinal measurement when it comes to these things. Shemen, oil, when you carry it out. When are you chayev? Kidei losuch ever katan, enough to anoint a small limb. They used to put olive oil on the skin after they took a bath as kind of a moisturizer. And this would be the smallest limb of a newborn baby. And some say it's the baby's little toe or the joint of its finger. So it's really a very tiny amount of oil that you carry outside. Mayim, how much water do you have to carry out before you're chayev? Kidei losuch bohemes akilar, enough to rub on a plaster or like a bandage that one wore over one's eye. So it was kind of an eye wash sort of thing, and water was commonly used for that. And so as a result, water, you're chayev even for the amount that it would take to moisten this kind of bandage. Other liquids we're talking about drinking, but this one we're talking about how much for the bandage moistener. Ushar kol mashkim, and when it comes to any other kind of liquid, when are you chayev for carrying them? Berevius, as soon as you carry 1/4 log. So revius is the usual amount for mashkin, except the ones we mentioned specifically. V'chala shofachin, and for all wastewater, dirty water, fouled water, which you can't drink, then you're chayev berevius. You're not even going to put that on your eye bandage in such a case. It's only going to be used for kneading clay or for any other purpose where you don't care if the water's dirty or not. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kulon Berevius. Rabbi Shimon says for all liquids, even the ones we mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, milk, honey, wine, everything, it's all revius, 1/4 of a log. That's what we say for the measurement that you're chayef for carrying. Velo Amru Kol Shirin Halalu. And the Rabbanon did not state these standards of less than revius for wine, milk, and honey, except for Ela L'matzniehon, for those who personally set aside even such small amounts. So according to Rabbi Shimon, really 1/4 log is the amount that anybody would be chayav for carrying, because that's the standard amount for normal people. But somebody who sets aside tiny amounts of liquid for their own purposes, like we said with our bottle cap case a couple of Mishnayos ago, for him it's a significant amount. And so as a result, that amount you would be chayav for if you consider it important. So we see the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon argue. They argue, the Tanakhama says, that if you actually set aside a liquid and carried it out, you're chayav for any amount that you carried out, because you say it's important. If you didn't set it aside, then for things like wine, milk, and honey, there are other minimums besides 1/4 log. Rabbi Shimon says, however, that the standard amount for anything is 1/4 log, And the only time, if you do set things aside for less than a quarter log, you would be chayev, are for the wine or the milk or the honey, if you do the minimum mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah. So the Tanakhama would hold a mashahu if you personally stored it. Rabbi Shimon holds that the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about even for people for whom this amount is important. If they store this minimum, then they're chayev. Less than that, they would not be. If, hopefully, that makes some sense.